What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestle Hogs Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
And where is DC Hendricks? He has disappeared.
Bro, are you at a photo shoot?
Oh, yeah. We ain't paying our light bill this week.
Ah, figure. Okay. Well, yeah. Hey. Welcome to the WrestleHolics duo tonight. I guess it's just me and you.
Okay, so let me do the rest of the intro, man. We come to you live from Main Event Wrestling Network, bringing you all the latest in the world professional wrestling. Before we dive in, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Stay locked into exclusive content, updates, and behind-the-scenes takes. All right, let's get to the show, I guess. But, yeah, man, so we're supposed to have a third man here. I don't know where he done went. I can see. Should we just like get off? Or
fuck it, roll it.
I'm confused.
Right, and he was just here. And we was talking to him. I mean,
was that his way of getting off the show?
Oh, what
the fuck? What the fuck? Okay. What the fuck? This podcast has like complete issues.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, DC Hendricks.
What's good, y'all? What's good? WrestleHolics in the building. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
I'm glad you made your appearance.
Bro, hey, y'all get to actually see DC in his natural state.
Yeah, no makeup today, people.
Oh shit. No blackface today.
No blackface today, baby. Let's go. Drew started it last week.
Continuing.
So I'm okay. Just continuing it. Next okay, time Manny gotta I see do
where
it.
We're at on this.
Yeah. Don't look at the lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me get back to my normal movement.
I'm gonna do the whole pie with this on too.
Man, you ain't gonna be able to breathe.
I know. I'm already struggling.
Man, hold on, man. I like them in a belly music video scene.
Hey, what up, y'all? We got the comment section open. Of course, we about to talk. Ooh, okay. What up? Main Event Wrestling Network. That's our people. We out here, baby.
Man, wait. Where's Manny at?
Where did he go?
Well, all right, bro. Watch. He about to be extra, man. He about to,
where Manny go?
He about to show up back on here with a thong on and shit, man.
Hey, what up, Great Brown Hope? That's our dude.
Hey, what's good, boss?
What's good? Comment section is open, y'all. We're talking about the World Heavyweight title picture. I know this is something that Drew's been wanting to talk about for a minute, and it definitely took a lot of shape. All right, I can't do this no more.
I tell you wasn't going to be able to fucking breathe. Sorry,
baby. It's hot in that mask. If Manny put one on, though, I got to put one on.
Oh, man.
What up, Adam? I hope it ain't no kids that watch us.
What'd he say?
He said just made every kid cry. Adam said.
Grow the fuck up.
So the comment section is open, y'all. And if you want to get your thoughts in before we even get started, we're going to be talking about the World Heavyweight title picture. Obviously, Seth Rollins is going to have to vacate the title, and we're going to crown a new champion. Pretty soon, CM Punk or Jey Uso will be the new World Heavyweight Champion and leading Monday Night Raw. There's a lot of people upset on social media, which I think is why Drew brought this topic up. People are talking about LA Knight not getting the, once again, getting the short end of the stick and not getting his opportunity at the World Heavyweight title. People have been waiting on it, and that's the big topic for today. We got the first CM Punk.
I respect it.
My bad.
I thought he was going to come back with a mask.
I thought he was coming back on with a thong on. Man, I ain't trying to trust Manny. That's what I'm saying. I don't trust Manny. I see Manny doing some shit just to piss us off.
Hey, I ain't party boy, man. I had to go take care of some stuff. We good, though.
It's all good. Yeah. Well, so the first comment, let's and we're going to talk about it here in a minute.
Kyle already stirring up the mess.
Yeah, LA Knight would have lost to Punk and people would have been mad regardless. So, Yeah, we're going to get to that in a moment. It's been a busy week. First, before we even get started, man, how you fellas been doing, man?
Great, great. Phenomenal.
Been doing all right.
Are you really? You're phenomenal, Manny. I ain't got to talk to you in a minute. I'm checking on you. Feeling good?
Big dubs.
Big dubs. Drew, how about you, man?
I've been good, man. It's been the same old thing. I know this week I'm trying to figure out my life. Like on a Friday night, I got a bye week with the team I film at Northrop High School. So it's a bye week, and I don't know what I'm about to do. Like, I don't know if I should go film a game or I should be like DC Hendricks and just be on the sideline and just watch the game.
I know what you can do.
Hey, where do you go now?
Man, what the heck? Hey, man.
Man, he can't keep doing that. Listen, I know what you do and just left. I feel you, bro. I still don't know what game I'm going to yet to cover this Friday, but I'm still tired, man. It was a long weekend. Oh, man. That's what you do, Drew.
See, I'm drunk, man.
But you about to pull something out, too. Look.
This is my entire guess.
Man, I am not prepared.
I wasn't either, but
I got a bottle of Walmart water.
The reason I was running late too to the podcast was I was getting some tacos, so that was really like my legit reason. I mean, I wanted to go get some shit from my mom's crib, but I seen this taco truck on the way. I said, "Oh, I bet." Hey, I'll be there at 7:10.
Hey, I got the good one too.
Oh yeah, say that. We need to, you know, I know the StreamYard stuff is cool, but we got to link up.
Hey, we can do the StreamYard in studio one day. Get all three of us.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. Yeah, I mean, it's been a busy week, and that's why, this comment right here. Appreciate that, Kyle. Wrestle Dream. I'll make that brief because I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But, yeah, I got to go to my first live AEW show. Shout out to Matt Boyd at AEW and, of course, Tony Khan for allowing me to come and cover that for Body Slam. It was a lot of fun. I ain't going to lie. I know we don't talk a whole lot of AEW on here. I know we've been branching out a little bit lately, talking a little bit more AEW lately. So a little bit. And I had a great time, man. I became a fan, like a real fan from that show. The way it was ran, the way I was treated, the show was great. I know a lot of people were complaining about the main event, about the ending of it, but whatever. I thought everything was pretty good. I thought the match card, my only complaint about AEW remains the same. The PLEs are just too long. That's my one and only complaint. I got there, and they're Central Time, St. Louis, Missouri Central Time. I got to the show. I checked in at 6 o'clock, okay? That's just in time for the pre-show, when the pre-show started, to kick the pre-show. I got out of the post-show scrum at 2 o'clock.
Woo! So we would have been just shutting down the bars up here then.
1:30, 2 o'clock is when I left the post show screen.
I remember I hit you up that same night. It was just hey, are you still there?
Bro, right. I was still there. It was like almost midnight, and the kids were texting me like, have you left yet? Like, man, the show not even over yet.
I think you were like here. It was like midnight at the main event. That's why I had asked. I was like, are you still there, bro?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. But it was, you know, it's something you just got to prepare for. I was already prepared for it. I was warned by a couple other people, like, "Hey, you in for it?" It was crazy, man. But it was well worth it. I got to ask a question. Tony Khan came up to me after the post show scrum and just talked to me a little bit on the side as well. He was very, very pleased that it was my first live show. And he was just trying to learn a little bit more about me because that was the first time we ever met. And obviously I told him about all the, you know, the ventures I got other than Body Slam. Obviously I told him about WrestleHolics. 260, baby, WrestleHolics. I told him about him and our friends at the Main Event Wrestling Network as well. So hopefully that opens doors for all of us in the future. Check out some AEW shows.
Right. I like that, man. Also, you know, I'm childish. How did you say it though, man? That's what I really want to know. You like, yo, I got a podcast called The WrestleHolics. I'm like, I have this podcast called DC Hendrick and WrestleHolics.
Yo, I'm the main host, and I got two other guys.
Yeah, but don't worry about them.
Don't worry about them.
I'm David Ruffin, and these are the Temptations. That's exactly how I said it. At least y'all know that. Nah, I'm just playing.
All right, respect.
He made it easy, man. He just came up. He was just curious. He came up and was like, he was like, when did you start working for Body Slam? And I was like, yeah, I've been there for a couple of years, I said, but. And then I just took that as an open door. Like, I'm going to tell you about all the other ventures I have and other people I work with. So told him. And he was like, he liked the WrestleHolics name. So, Drew, well done.
You like that? I love it. It was a team vote.
It was a team vote. I was trying to give Drew the credit. But
AEW
Wrestle Dream was a vibe, man. I really enjoyed it. And I can't wait for y'all to check it out in person.
Yeah. I wasn't here for the vote. So, my vote didn't count. But. Okay.
Yeah.
Just riding our coattails. No, I'm just playing.
Pretty much,
Absolutely not.
Y'all provided so much for me.
The next time I go, we all going. So check it out.
100%. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, DC. You look like you had a blast. You posted pictures in the group chat. You were sending all kinds of messages. You talked about our AEW Women's Champion, Chris Statlander. She is who she is, Shout out Chris Statlander for successfully retaining her belt against the one Toni Storm. Timeless Toni Storm at that. And contrary to what everyone says, I actually enjoyed Darby Allin getting his face stuffed in a fish tank. I was like, okay, we're doing this. I mean, why not? I mean, we got death matches. We got people breaking their legs doing middle rope suicidas. Let's stick someone's head in a fish tank. I'm down for it. It didn't bother me.
It's like they take 3 steps forward and 6 steps back sometimes. what I felt like with the fish tank.
If it means stepping into a fish tank to learn your lesson, that's what we got to do,
Right, why don't we have real gunshots now?
Why not? Why don't we just pull out the strap and say,
hey, this we all know Darby going to do it first.
Yeah. And then they brought back the old man Sting. I don't even know if he's a scorpion anymore. He might just be a husk of himself.
You see how long the lights was off? They had to wait for him to get in the ring.
Right, he was fast in the ring thing.
Did you see how fast his hair went white though? That man was dying that shit black.
I was so confused when I seen him. I was just like, bro, all right, man. You know you didn't have to come out. Like, we know you retired, bro. We ain't forgot about you.
Yeah, it was a good time, y'all. But we gotta, I gotta turn the page. I know it was exciting for me, but you know how I am. It's always what's next. And what was next was Monday Night Raw. And a lot happened. And this comment, so Seth Rollins has to vacate the title. He is going to no longer be the World Heavyweight Champion. A new champion will be crowned Jey Uso won the Battle Royal because they just already gave CM Punk the match and said that he deserves it. He deserves his opportunity, which what the hell did he do to deserve this opportunity? Whatever. It's CM Punk. You can just throw him in, I guess.
I'm going to stop you right there, DC.
Jey Uso wins the Battle Royal, so they will face each other.
I'm going to stop you right there, DC.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We talked about this earlier. We've talked about it before. If anyone is deserving, we cussing? Yeah. If anyone's deserving of a motherfucking title shot for that World Heavyweight Championship, it's my boy Finn Balor, who never once
lost
the damn title.
Finn Balor?
Yes. Give that man what he has rightfully earned and deserves. He has been playing all these shticks and
been sipping on that Casamigos.
Man, look, I wasn't drinking earlier when I said it. I wasn't drinking earlier. Finn Balor he needs a rightful shot outside of the stupid Judgment Day. And Judgment Day is just as dead as LWO, so
glad you admit that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Finn lost the tag team titles with Lord Farquaad. Now give him his title shot.
There's no way I would give Finn Balor a title shot right now over Jay or CM Punk.
Jay's played out.
I'd give Grande Americano a title shot before I would give Finn Balor a title shot.
Yeah, all right.
Which now one? You gonna take the Irish one? You gonna take the English one, or you gonna take the German one?
Take a pick.
Or you gonna do the actual Grande Americano who's been known to be seen?
he has got way too much unfinished business to be doing anything other than ending the Judgment Day.
Yeah, well,
if, that has got anyone, to be the number one task.
Why?
So
why
if he, so obviously Finn Balor is not gonna. So you would just give Finn Balor the belt right now? Like, is that what you're saying?
Not or give, you give him a shot. Not give him a belt. Give him a shot.
Yeah, but like, all right. So we're that's even more clear that he's just gonna lose then.
I mean, like, so is even, Jay? Even,
huh?
So is Jay?
Is he?
Come on now.
Okay, so what do I mean? What would be the plan? What would you think would be a plan then?
For who, Finn Balor?
Like whoever win it, I'll say either we could go with Jay, we could go with CM Punk, we could go with Finn Balor. Like, what would be the plan for the afterward? Well, it sounds great to say, yeah, they should win it right now, but what's the future plans of that? That y'all know me, I'm always looking ahead.
Yeah.
Let's start with the most obvious: CM Punk. CM Punk wins, right? He goes on a title run. Seth gets healthy. Seth beats CM Punk for the title again. Pretty cut dried. Everyone sees that story written on the wall. Jey Uso. Jey wins the title. Jey's already feuding with Jimmy. Jimmy gets the title shot. Jey wins, and you got Roman in Jey's ear talking the whole time. You know, cut and dry. You ain't got nothing with Finn. You can build everything with Finn Balor. You got Finn Balor with the undisputed, what is it, the World Heavyweight Championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going into the new year. Who's going into the last year of their career next year?
The AJ Styles?
Yes. The leader, the original leader of the Bullet Club. Who took over when AJ left the Bullet Club? Finn Balor did. Give me a good feud between Finn Balor and AJ Styles.
This ain't bad right here. Punk wins, Breaker beats him for early 2026, and Seth returns for Braun.
Cookie cutter. We see that one too. You know, but give me something new. Give me yeah. feuds that everyone wants. Everyone wants to see AJ and Finn. You know, we've got enough people from the Bullet Club in the WWE now.
Finn Balor is definitely different. I give you that. That definitely would be something different, but I still like, so you give Finn Balor the shot. You have him win, you have him lose, and how?
I mean, win, lose, draw. If he wins, like I said, start building that. We're in November now, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess the only thing I could see with that, and this is just, you know, playing not really devil's advocate because I'm siding with you and like trying to find, but like I could see that even causing just even getting the title shot to begin with causing friction between him and Dom because Dom gonna be like,
because Dom was in the battle royal,
yeah,
you know,
so
yeah.
that could have been something,
yep. There's more. What's that?
No, I'll say I could see him going up to Dom after the match, say if Dom hadn't won, say, you're supposed to be my brother. Now,
Adam's
do this alone.
CM Punk wins, then takes on Braun, then Braun faces Seth. Seth beats him, loses to Finn, then he has the AJ feud.
Oh, damn, that's drawn out, but I like it.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's like...
Well, he's got a point, though, because, you know, Finn had to relinquish the title, and Seth took it right away. So, how fitting... Finn beats Seth and gets that.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
10 years, something.
Like, holy shit! Like,
hey, that's been a minute, bro.
Like, bro, like, I done had 3 kids since then, bro. Like, that's a long time. Like, I don't know, man. That's I like it. I will agree with the fact that, yes, we need something different.
Wow. So you want the exact date that Finn Balor relinquished the WWE Universal Championship?
Yeah.
August 22nd, 2016.
Yeah, literally almost a decade ago, man.
He relinquished that title 7 days after my son was born.
Holy crap. Yeah, that's two...
maybe I'm fighting a losing battle here.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we just gonna pretend Manny Pence.
Scratch that one from the book.
Yeah, anyway, just scratch that one. No, all seriousness though, I will agree with the fact that we could use something different with the World Heavyweight title picture. I will agree with that. Drew, I'll let you go first before I go. What's your thoughts on Jey Uso, CM Punk? Obviously Seth had to vacate the title, so a new champion has to be crowned. They automatically give CM Punk a spot in the match, which it works, right? He had the title before Seth cashed in on him. So, yeah, after a brutal match. All right. And then Jey Uso wins the Battle Royal. So what's your thoughts on it?
Well, my thoughts is CM Punk, I mean, I think that's going to be automatic. Yeah, he should get the belt. Let's see what he does for the next 3 months. But then also the whole Jey thing, I can't really see him being a champion right now. And that's only because how WWE has used him in the last few months. Like, yeah, y'all building him back up, but y'all kind of messed it up on how y'all even just ended his reign. At the same time, I mean, what was it from the documentary a few months ago from WWE showing us the backstage stuff?
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
Yeah. So it's kind of like I expected a little bit more out of him in this reign, since the pressure is all eyes is on you right now. After that came out. So the fact that the fact that they didn't really build you up for success since then, I'm kind of leaning towards a dude like CM Punk. And then afterwards, like I said, this what the episode is called. Why not LA Knight?
Which is why we did this pod today. So obviously that's the discourse online. LA Knight, a lot of people thought that was his moment. A lot of people thought that that was going to be the moment where he was going to win the Battle Royal and finally get his shot, but it ain't happening.
Nope. You know what really kills me? They always mess up. Like, they always mess up a time to have him in the main spot. What was it? The year we all thought he was going to win Money in the Bank.
Yep.
Oh, they went left. Who won?
It was twice.
Yeah, they teased us twice with LA Knight, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So that really does suck. I'm not even lying. Being a fan, and I hate to put this time on, but it's like, hey, you don't know how many more years he got left in WWE. So it's like, dang, y'all need to get this guy a main shot. I mean, let's see how it happens. Hell, let's be honest. Y'all tried it with Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't y'all get them same opportunity to these type of dudes who's been in the business for a long time, who know how to work with the fan base, who y'all promote on like things like Slim Jim and all this other stuff? Why is he getting the belt?
They don't want to give Eli Drake the break.
What'd you say, Manny?
So they don't want to give Eli Drake the break.
Eli Drake the break. That's crazy. I ain't got nothing to say on that one.
So, like, where do y'all stand with the LA Knight thing? Like, it does feel like, I mean, his time has been it's been his time, right? Like, so, like, if not now, when?
So, do you remember earlier this year, we had the same conversation about someone else, about someone who kept getting screwed over and never getting his shot. And then when we got it,
Carmelo Hayes?
No, his title reign was really short, right? That's what I said, Drew. Yeah. We had the same conversation about Jey Uso.
Yeah,
How many times are they going to put Jey Uso just at the top of the rung just to knock him down?
Damn, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that narrative.
And his goes all the way back to everything was in the dome.
Yep.
So that does make complete sense. I could see, but damn, like, come on, man. LA Knight doing a lot.
Sometimes these long, drawn out stories, man, the payoff is too late.
Yeah.
You know.
And you think that's what they're doing with LA Knight? You think they're just going to wait too long, and then when it happens, it's just not going to feel the same?
They've already waited too long because LA Knight's push started before Jey Uso's.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're past Jey Uso's first title reign. And now we're still protesting to have LA Knight get a title shot.
This is good, Adam, right here.
What's up?
Do they have LA Knight win the Rumble or Money in the Bank and then get a shot?
I could see that. I mean, it took Jey winning the Royal Rumble to get his shot and win finally.
Hey, what up, B? What up between the beer, between two beers, JPJ, Plug-O, what up, y'all?
Yo.
So I thought that LA Knight was going to win the Battle Royal. I did. Honestly, I thought it was going to be Jimmy eliminating Jay in the Battle Royal, and that was going to cause friction, not Jay winning. So that threw me off, and I thought LA Knight was going to be the one to win because I thought it was perfect. CM Punk, LA Knight going back and on the mic. Could you imagine
those
promo battles? Could you imagine?
100%. I think that would have been great.
I thought that's where we were going, but this is the route that they chose to create more friction between the Uso brothers, which is why this is happening. And that's going to be ultimately why Jay does not win the World Heavyweight Championship again.
Right.
And that is just stupid because we all agree that it doesn't matter who CM Punk is facing. CM Punk was probably going to win.
Yeah.
So that's where, like, I don't have a big problem with whoever won the Battle Royal. I know a lot of people were upset about the Battle Royal, whether it was LA Knight or someone else. But the only reason I am not upset is because CM Punk's winning. It's like the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, the Dodgers are going to win.
Then also, even with people being mad about the Battle Royal, I'll be honest, I didn't really give a shit about the match, like who won that one at least. Yeah. It wasn't like it was going to be a big pay-per-view event or anything that night. But also, y'all know I don't care for certain types of matches, a random Battle Royal.
Yeah,
get out of here with that. I think Battle Royal matches should only be the Royal Rumble. That's just my opinion, depending on what the stipulations are. Yeah,
agreed. I actually agree with that. Shout out to our boy Anthony Toatele, OVW, with the heart on Facebook. Shout out our boy
Anthony Toatele.
That's right. Appreciate that. Plugos, they seem to have a log jam at the top. Is that what the problem is? That we're not giving new opportunities, is that it's just too many people in that top realm and not enough people making that jump up, making that jump forward.
I think he's got a point there. He really does, because you got, you know, CM Punk, Jey Uso, Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, LA Knight, and then, you know, that's five that we've seen repeatedly, like a revolving door. And then throw in Drew McIntyre. I know he's on a different show now, but, you know, Drew McIntyre, at one point, Damian Priest, you know.
Yeah.
It's a revolving door of the same people.
I don't know. Maybe have you ever looked back at OWE to kind of think about how their storylines went on and changing the championships? You got to remember, there was one time, I think it was quoted, there was like nine different champions in 1 year. Like, do you ever see us going back to that type of thing?
Mm. I haven't thought about that.
Cause I think I said this about a year or two ago with Roman. Like, we were spoiled with this run, but it was also in a good and a bad way. And I say the bad way is when it comes up to opportunity now. It's like with Cody Rhodes. Yeah, he held the championship for a whole year, but think about how it kind of affected a lot of people. It's like, damn, why this person ain't champion? Why this person ain't champion? And then it's like, we didn't want Cody Rhodes to have a short reign as well afterwards. Right. Right. So it plays so much into the aftermath of the tribal chief, if you want to call it that.
I was gonna say, and with Roman, you know, Roman was the type that was like, I don't care who you put in front of me, I'm just gonna completely destroy him. You know, whether it was on the mic, in the ring, outside the ring, with the bloodline. I mean, it was like no matter you put who you put up against him, they were gonna lose because Roman was such a juggernaut.
I would have liked Roman to win the Battle Royal. I mean, that's not my person, but like, that's not the person I picked. But like, I wouldn't have minded Roman winning.
Yeah.
Give me Roman CM Punk.
Yeah. Seen it already.
I see it again.
You're right.
For the title.
And we about to reach almost 2 years since Roman been champion.
Yeah, that's too long. They need him. That seems
weird.
And look how far it's fallen off since then.
Hey, you know, like they said, in case of emergency, break glass. And that's what they're doing.
I wouldn't have minded Roman. So, Drew, if you were – who are you wanting to win the Battle Royale? Did you have anyone? Because I mean, it can't be any worse than Finn Balor.
I didn't want Finn to win. Finn wasn't in it. Who I wanted to win was Dominic Guerrero.
I think, like, I didn't care too much for the match, so I can't really say. That's why I had a, like, had instances like, shit, LA Knight should have won that mug. That's, I mean, that's really what I was leaning to. Let me see something different. If you're going to put it on Saturday night main event, let me just see somebody who never got that opportunity in.
Why not Dominic Mysterio?
Boy, if, man, you and this Dominic.
Call him Dominic Three Belts. Let's start building his titles. Let's get him up to 13.
I will say, so I know a lot of people are upset about LA Knight winning, but there is one person that they had the perfect opportunity. And this is, you know, I know we all get, as fans, we get excited. We start fantasy booking. We start wanting things. But it was right on our screen on Monday night, yesterday. Last night, it was right on our screen what should have been done. What was that? It's that.
You ain't
That's
wrong.
That's what needs to happen.
You ain't that, wrong.
I didn't.
Look at that picture.
Hey.
Look at that damn picture.
Hey, and tell me. Says 100%. That's bro. What should have happened.
Look I'm at this picture. Right. Everybody watching right now, all 160 plus of you, look at this picture. Okay. WWE had it in the palm of their hands.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Yeah.
Had it in the palm of their hands to make this happen.
Good job, man.
And you guys aren't in the battle royal because of what you did to Seth. Man, nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear that.
Like, he wasn't the reason Seth got injured, though.
I know it's the storyline, but it's still stupid. Look at this.
All black with the silver chain too.
You know something? I agree with you, DC. I do agree with you because I'm instantly thinking about what I would have done.
Yeah.
Like you see where he see him walking or whatever to the ring or whatever. You know something? I'd had him and I would have had him and Bronson Reed go out there and destroy everybody in the battle royal. Don't nobody win.
Don't nobody.
100%. Have him throw everyone over.
Then they got to do something else to crown a new champion.
Yep.
Yep.
And he wins.
Like, I like that.
It's like they dropped the ball.
What if we're missing something here? Hold on. No. What if we're missing something?
And I know the comments earlier were saying that CM Punk wins and then Breaker takes it from him. Like, look, something needs to happen now to shake Raw up. Punk winning does not do anything for me. It just doesn't. It may do something for a lot of people, because for me, like, he's already won the belt. He won the belt. Seth cashed in on him. Yep. It was all about the moment of him winning the belt, and that moment already happened. So for me, I don't need it again right now.
What if we get Braun injecting himself into that match and becoming a triple threat match and Braun won?
I mean, how does that happen though? If he already got excluded from the battle royal, like, how is he going to insert himself if he just comes out and spears both of them?
He's got the Penguin behind him, so anything can happen.
Survivor Series? No.
I mean, side note, how many different animals has Paul been called?
Drew had to hop off real quick, I'm assuming. What'd you say?
I said, how many animals has Paul Heyman been called?
Bro, why did Becky cook him like that?
Oh, my God. She snatched his tie up and pulled him close, called him a snake oil salesman. I was like, oh, man. She went straight to her roof with that one.
Penguin-faced prick.
Yep.
Prick. It was the way she said prick.
She said, I see your snake oil salesman ass. I was like, man. Oh, shit. Becky going
out. I think my favorite part of that part was when she said, he's not gonna hurt you.
Mm-mm. He ain't gonna hurt
He's you. Not gonna kill you. He's just gonna make you wish that he did.
Yeah. She said, and whatever Nepo baby coattails you riding this week. I was like, ooh,
that's our
champion. Went there.
That's our champion. The Becky Lynch hate is so forced, in my opinion.
I mean, I don't like I'm not gonna lie. I love Becky Lynch, but I hate Becky Lynch at the same time.
I get it. I'm with that with Charlotte Flair. That's me with Charlotte.
Exactly. I mean, you've had a change of heart with Charlotte lately, but
I did. I'm starting to come along. But the World Heavyweight title picture is just They got to do something, man. They all, like, wow, NXT started 5 minutes ago. That's the one show that's getting it right in WWE right now. Raw needs a shake-up. SmackDown needs a shake-up. And it needs to start with the heavyweight champions.
You see some of the matches for tonight? Axiom returning to NXT?
NXT, I seen that.
Yep. Jasper Troy taking on who was he fighting? Oh, Zach Wentz.
Zach Wentz from TNA. Yeah.
Yep. And then we got a Leon Slater match. I don't know.
Hey, and if you guys are watching this, so we are a part of the Main Event Wrestling Network, and they have a great NXT show called NXT Night Shift that is right after NXT every Tuesday for you to check out. They do a great job recapping NXT. I know Halloween Havoc is coming up, so they're going to be talking a little bit about what's going to be happening there, and they just have a great show. So Main Event Wrestling Network, look them up and check out the NXT Night Shift. Those guys, Jay Gold and Kyle, they do great work on that show. So if you're an NXT fan, that is definitely the show to go to. I used to do NXT post show, but I can't do the weekly grind anymore, staying up till 11, 12.
Man, I miss Monday Night Besties.
Hey, look, we too busy now. But if anybody's watching, before we get out of here, what were your thoughts? The World Heavyweight title picture. I know a lot of people are upset. LA Knight is definitely as over as you can possibly get. WWE continues to not, and like, yes, he held the United States Championship for a while, but he has been ready for a World Heavyweight title push for a long time. So a lot of people are upset, and that's what sparked this conversation today is, did they make the right move with Jey Uso winning the Battle Royal and CM Punk automatically getting in the match? There's a lot of people upset. Mainly, I think, do you think more people are upset that CM Punk got the match? Or do you think people are upset that Jey Uso won the Battle Royal?
I think it's a little mixed bag of both. CM Punk bullied his way into number one contendership, and then Jey Uso, because they're trying to revive the bloodline, you know. And like I said before, it's time to inject some new blood, you know. Let's see LA Knight beat CM Punk. Let's see LA Knight beat Jey Uso. Let's see LA Knight win, finally. You know, we said it about Jey earlier this year, mm-hmm. and here we are saying it about LA Knight once again. Give me LA Knight. Give me him with a world title run.
I would like to see LA Knight win the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
And Bron Breakker win Money in the Bank.
I'll take that.
If they're not pulling the trigger right now on Bron Breakker, then we might as well wait a minute then.
Yeah.
Because LA Knight, his moment has been ready.
Or give me Bron Breakker winning the Royal Rumble. LA Knight beating CM. Wait. Let me cook. Bron Breakker wins the Royal Rumble. LA Knight the same night beats CM Punk in the main event, and that sets up Bron Breakker and LA Knight at WrestleMania, where LA Knight finally gets his title win.
Mm. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Bron Breakker's ready for a Royal Rumble win. That's like.
Was he ready for the NXT title that soon, though?
Yeah, but NXT title and, like, the Royal Rumble, that's two completely different levels.
He was what? Like, 3-4 months into NXT, though, before like he won the title.
60,000-plus people at the Royal Rumble.
Hey, he can do it. I got faith. Steiner Math says he can do it. I thought you quit, bro.
It looks like he in an insane asylum with that light blinking like that.
Bro, he's in a photo shoot.
Scary movie.
But yeah, I think LA Knight needs a title run. 100%.
My bad, fellas.
It's all good. We just wrapping up. We're just talking. I don't think the move was that bad. Especially if the person that won the Battle Royal is just gonna lose to CM Punk anyway.
Right.
At least tell a story with it and have Jey be lose for a reason. Obviously, he's probably going to lose because of Jimmy or something. So, like, if you're going to have someone just be the – oh, my goodness, Drew. If you're going to have someone just take an L, then I guess it might as well be Jey. has a story to it. So
I mean, we know Roman ain't coming back until Christmas anyway. So
yeah, not even Thanksgiving, bro.
Right, not even Thanksgiving, not even Friendsgiving or Halloween.
Yeah, Friendsgiving, not even
Hanukkah.
Right. Oh, side note: Friendsgiving at the crib as soon as I get it back.
Let's go.
What I'm talking about, baby. Fuck.
Drew, that was worse than me. You know how I be, you know how I be just like dropping news out of nowhere?
Yeah.
That was worse than me. That was worse.
Right. Hey, at least it's not A, hey, bro. I got tickets to the Pacers game. Oh, when is it? Tonight.
You got about 3 hours to get there.
Right. In the middle of a podcast.
And two of it is driving.
I'm happy you brought that back. That was really one of the funny moments.
You got an hour to make a decision and 2 hours to drive there. Make
it right, damn.
And then another hour to find parking.
Facts.
By the time I get into the game, it's going to be halftime.
Oh. Somebody going to be already in my seat thinking I ain't coming.
Hey, them seats at NXT? Oh.
Me and Manny try to do that in Chicago. Like, hey, man, ain't nobody in our row. Skip.
Oh, I didn't know y'all did that.
Oh, we had a whole empty-ass row. And then as soon as Trick came out, the row filled up. And I was like, I guess we're moving back, Drew.
Some bullshit.
Damn, don't you hate that?
Yeah,
like, man. You get all comfortable in the seat. Like, I'm one of them people, bro. When I get there and, like, I get to my seat, I'm not moving.
No.
I'll start doing that. But, no, I be knowing myself. I might need a – well, I take that back. I was about to say I need a beer. But what was that, like $20 for one beer?
It was $20.
$18, yeah. And then yeah, it was like $12 for that stale-ass popcorn.
Facts, bro. Yeah, me and Manny ain't probably going
to
do that.
We going to NXT in Chicago?
Nope.
Next month? That was a quick no. I didn't even finish it.
Because of stale-ass popcorn. Hey, if we do, we got to hit up Steak and Shake again.
It's not even at the same place, I don't think.
Where's it at?
Hold on.
I'll go. It depends, but I won't mind.
Yeah, it's at the Aragon Ballroom.
Oh, yeah, we going.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Aragon Ballroom?
No, but I want to go.
That's nice. That's a nice theater. I see one of my first concerts there. Y'all got to go. We'll try to make it happen. The tickets weren't that bad. They're pretty much the same as the NXT show in Cleveland I went to last weekend.
Let me see.
We'll see, because y'all got to go to AEW next month too. Well, that's December.
Oh, I can't go. I'm already booked that week.
What week?
What you doing, Romeo?
I'm going to Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah, you did tell us that. You did tell us that.
That's just literally 2 days.
Drew, you had Gabriel Iglesias?
Hold on. Wait. Let me check my tickets. I might be able to go.
Drew's face. NXT or Gabriel Iglesias?
He didn't say Dipset, no Mob Deep or no. This motherfucker said Iglesias. What the fuck?
Look, motherfucker, keep talking Mob Deep.
Not no.
Oh.
Not no. Oh. Jay-Z, Beyonce. This nigga said.
We might be able to go to that.
What, NXT?
Yeah.
Okay. Drew, you down?
Did you see that?
Where
at? NXT in Chicago at the Aragon Ballroom. You down?
I'm down.
November 13th?
November 13th.
No, wait.
Section B, row 12, $110 bucks a piece.
Saturday, November 15th. Mark it on your calendars. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Manny driving. Or are we taking a train?
Hey, hold on.
I'm not doing no train, bro.
What's wrong with the train?
Hey, we can take a flight.
Nah, I ain't getting on no plane.
Hey,
I'll drive before I get on a plane.
How many tickets do you need?
Huh? What do you mean? There's three of us. You plan on adding another host or something?
Fuck, they get expensive.
You're probably looking at resale.
I am. Vivid Seats.
Yeah. And NXT, we got to get off here because NXT's on right now and I ain't trying to miss it.
All right. Other than that, man, we definitely appreciate everybody for listening in to us, man. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. And then also make sure to turn into our StreamYard lives. Also, shout out to Main Event Wrestling for sponsoring us. Damn, what else, man? I feel like I'm missing something.
Shout out Kaiden.
Yeah.
Kaiden.
Shout out to the Kaida Lounge where we record in person sometimes. Ancient history.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, we'll get in there. We'll figure out this camera situation.
We need to. We need to because that's home.
Oh, 100%. Home. I guess it's
Yeah, shout out to everybody watching. We got 220 plus watching us right now. So we appreciate all y'all. And if you're watching right now, please subscribe. We have a lot of fun on this show. Talk a lot of wrestling. We're branching out to AEW, like I mentioned earlier. So we're talking WWE, AEW. We do a lot of indie shows. We go to house shows. So we have a lot of fun on this show, but we talk all things wrestling. So if you love wrestling, then this is the podcast for you. That's why we're the WrestleHolics. Yep. Unleash your inner wrestling fan right here. This is the place to do it, and we can do it together.
Hey, this is the WrestleHolics podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
Get back with y'all.